Nolte, Never Trump CPAC Coverage Mocks Cancer, Christians, and Pro-Lifers. By John Nolte on March 3, 2019. It was a mere 6 weeks ago when Never Trump went after a group of boys, targeted a bunch of innocent kids, who were guilty only of displaying their support for President Trump by way of hat. It was a mere 6 weeks when, in a show of solidarity with the establishment media, and through the weaponizing of Google search infamy, Never Trump raced to their computers to lend a hand in annihilating the future of a group of high schoolers. Because those high schoolers support the president. It was a mere 6 weeks ago that America's true cons, those who lowered their moral superiority and Ivy League sobriety over us deplorables, feverishly grabbed torch and pitchfork to lead a mob against children who had done nothing wrong, other than to ignore the sage wisdom of Never Trump. And after the full video told the truth, and after the alternative media that Never Trump so despises disseminated that video with legitimate reporting, Never Trump told us, "Oh, we are so very sorry. This is a teachable moment, a mistake that in no way defines who we are. For we are America's principled true cons. The disciples of Ronald Reagan, those who bravely stand for ideals and conservative principle." How many times have we heard that from Never Trump? I hope your ugly daughters get raped. Oops, that's not who we are. I trashed your dad to your face at my father's funeral. And now I'm going to trash you for being gracious while I trashed you. Oops, that's not who we are. Let's put a bullet in Trump. Oops, that's not who we are. What do you charge for anal, whore? Oops, that's not who we are. You love rape. Oops, that's not who we are. You'll love being raped. Oops, that's not who we are. You all deserve to die. Oops, that's not who we are. Oops, 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 that's not who we are. Don't you understand? We are fighting for the decency Trump has destroyed. For the conservative ideals Trumpdards have shunned to worship the orange bad man. To return good, moral character to the GOP. But most of all, we are here to conserve the conservatism. That is who we really are. They want us to believe that even as Never Trump leaders, Charlie Sykes and Bill Kristol, opened yet another Never Trump site using money from radical left-wing billionaire Pierre Omidyar. The bulwark motto, conservatism conserved. And who did they hire? A pro-abortion socialist named Molly Jongfast. Never Trump's bitter attacks on Trump supporters long ago exposed them as so much worse than what they profess to hate. Trump picks on the powerful, not schoolboys. But still, in between the vulgarity, misogyny, elitism, bigotry, support for Hillary Clinton, death wishes, rape wishes, and even the bullying of school children, the nihilistic peacocks of Never Trump sought to assure us their fight is really about principle, about policy and decency and all things Ronald Reagan, about how their moral beliefs will not allow them to support Trump, but they still believe in the cause. And now these snake-bitten crybabies, these spiteful sore losers are openly jeering the fight against socialism and infanticide. Now they're attacking the pillars of conservatism, the foundation and animating principles of everything they claim to care about, the free market and the unborn. Hate's a hell of a drug. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.